Hi, I'm Daniel Foley from the Abundant Life Training Center, and welcome to our daily communion time, where today we're talking about the life I now live. We're going to be taking a look at Galatians chapter 2 and how the Apostle Paul talks about the life he now lives. He lives by faith in the Son of God, by faith in Jesus. So let's get started with prayer, and then we'll get into our time of communion for today. If you're new to us here, the way we do these daily communion meditations is we start with about a 2-minute long prayer. That's mostly scripture coming from Ephesians chapter 1 and the prayer of Jabez that's found in 1 Chronicles chapter 4. And then we take a few minutes to get still, to listen, to examine ourselves before we get into our time of communion for today. So let's get started with a prayer. Heavenly Father, I just pray for everybody who's watching or listening, all their families, their friends, everybody connected to them, and all of our church and governmental leaders. And Father, I thank you for releasing us from darkness, transferring us into the light, into the kingdom of your dear Son. I thank you for your purpose and grace given to us in Christ Jesus before time began. And Father, I keep asking that you, the Father of glory, would give us the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of you, that the eyes of our hearts would be enlightened to know the hope to which you've called us and the riches of your glorious inheritance that is in us, and the immeasurable greatness of your power to us who believe. The same power that you exercised in Christ when you raised him from the dead and seated him at your right hand, far above all rule and authority and power and dominion and every name that is named, not only in this age, but also in the one to come. And you put all things under his feet and made him to be the head of the body, the fullness of him who fills all in all. And Father, I ask you to bless us, to make your face shine upon us. Let us find grace and favor in your eyes. I ask you to bless our time here together today, to expand our borders and our territory, to expand our capacity to receive your purpose and grace and your love and your goodness, and to let it flow through us so that we do good and are a blessing to people all over the world. I ask you to keep your hand on us. Help us do today what's right and best in your eyes, and to do it with peace and joy and confidence in you. And I ask you to stretch out your hand to heal and do signs and wonders and keep us from evil and pain. Through the mighty name of Jesus, amen. So let's get started with the other half of prayer. Our first step, getting positioned in the light. God has released us from darkness, transferred us into the light, into the kingdom of Jesus. And that transfer happens through the forgiveness of sins. It's that forgiveness of sins, God's grace and mercy and forgiveness and great love for us that transferred us in, that brought us in. But it has to be received from God. It's got to flow through three levels. It has to be received from him. Just simple receiving it with thanksgiving and gratitude and praise. And then it's going to flow through us out into the world, out to other people in our lives. Which means what? We got to stop beating ourselves and condemning ourselves and putting excess pressure on ourselves. We got to learn to forgive ourselves and to give ourselves that same grace that God has given us. And then it's got to flow through us to other people, where we walk in that same grace and forgiveness with them. Which means what? We have to let some things go. We got to release some things. We got to let some things go that other people have done to us as well. That's how we begin to walk in that light. But then we got to magnify that light. We got to begin to magnify that light on the inside of us so that it goes brighter and brighter. And what we magnify in our life is all about what we're focused on, what we're concentrating on, what we're meditating on, what we're thinking about, what we're talking about all day long. And in our lives, we're constantly thinking about or talking about something all day long. And it's either light or darkness. I don't think there's much in between. It's either light or darkness. It's either on or off, black or white, hot or cold. What we're magnifying in our lives. On one side, we can magnify the light through praise and thanksgiving that God's with us. He's for us. He's got great, steadfast, unfailing love for us. Nothing's impossible for him. He's always on time. He'll never let us down or leave us or forsake us. He can make all grace abound to us. We can begin to magnify these things and praise him and thank him and looking for all that's good and right and true and lovely and just and pure and praiseworthy. We can look for all these things and begin to magnify that light. And when we magnify it, what are we doing? We're making it bigger. We're making it greater on the inside of us. But Jesus says, be careful that the light within you does not become darkness. Be careful that the light that is within you does not become darkness. Right now, as I'm recording this, we are in September of 2021. We're in the Feast of Tabernacles, which is a reminder that God brought everything he has, his light, his love, his glory, everything he has, and he moved it in on the inside of us. But we have to be careful not to let that light that he brought within us to become darkness. How can we let that light become darkness? If we begin to magnify the light, we have the choice. We can magnify light or darkness in our life. How do we magnify darkness? Focusing on the problem, the issues, all the things to complain about, all the evil and darkness and venting and frustrations. Focusing on these things, magnifying them, talking about them, meditating on them, rolling them over in your mind over and over again. They begin to grow bigger and bigger on the inside of you. And it doesn't mean we're not going to have issues or problems in life, but it's handling these things in the light, handling the issues and problems of life by turning the tables on them and bringing them into the light and saying, you know what? With God, nothing's impossible. He loves me. He's going to take care of me. He's working everything together for my good. And begin to spin it back around in the light. It's not denying that these things exist and refusing to talk about the problem, but spinning them around back into the light. And then as you get into the light, you can see. You can know what to do. You can know which way to go. You can step over the things that were tripping you or stumbling over when we're in the darkness. We can know what to do. Which leads us to our next question. What do you know to do today? What do you know to do today? That little list that you have on the inside of all the things you know to do. For us to walk in the light that we have, and to make that light brighter and brighter, we have to walk in the things that we know to do. So what are those things on the inside that you say, you know I need to do that. I just haven't done it yet. I've been procrastinating on it. I've been putting it off. Maybe God is prompting or stirring some step of faith. Maybe you need to reach out to a person. Maybe you need to start a project. Maybe you need to who knows what. That becomes your plan for today. How could you take a step forward in those things today? And then there's an important part of executing them in the light, executing them the right way with peace and joy and confidence in God, because you don't have to do them on your own anymore. God's right there with you, helping you to execute those things. That becomes your plan for the day. And then our final question before we get into communion today. What's God been speaking to you, teaching you, or training you in over the last 24 hours? Every day, he's trying to lead us and guide us and teach us and train us. And it's his voice that leads us to this beautiful place that's free from all restriction. But we've got to make sure we stay tuned in. And the more we tune in, we magnify that light. It's like a radio receiver. It tunes us to be able to hear more effectively from him. When we're in the light, we can see, but also our hearing greatly increases as well. When we get positioned in the light. So just taking a few minutes here if you need to. What's he speaking to you today? And just begin to write it down. Begin to record your journey with God. He's going to lead you step by step, day by day, to this beautiful, spacious place that's free from all restriction. So this morning, I'm thinking about this passage of scripture is found in Galatians chapter 2. The Apostle Paul is talking about the life I now live. I live by faith in the Son of God. So here's the passage, Galatians chapter 2, verses 15 through 21. The Apostle Paul says, "We who are Jews by birth and not sinful Gentiles Know that a person is not justified by the works of the law, but by faith in Jesus Christ. So in the Old Testament, the Jewish people, they had the law. You had to keep all of the laws correctly to be righteous or justified in God's sight. And now Paul is saying there's been a change that's happened. We are now justified freely, not by our works, but by faith in Jesus Christ. So we too have put our faith in Christ Jesus, that we may be justified by faith in Christ and not by works of the law. Because by the works of the law, no one will be justified. But if in seeking to be justified in Christ, we Jews find ourselves also among the sinners, doesn't that mean that Christ promotes sin? Absolutely not, he says. If I rebuild what I destroyed, then I really would be a lawbreaker. And so I think one of the biggest differences between the Old Testament and the New Testament is that, you know, we're justified by our works in the Old Testament, but we couldn't keep it. And now Christ comes in us and begins to work within us. And yes, we may still fall. We may still miss it. We may have sins still. But it's not Christ that promotes sin. It's his grace that teaches us to say no to ungodly living and teaches us how to live self-controlled, upright, godly lives. This is an amazing thing. When we experience God's grace, when we miss it, his grace softens our hearts and makes us want to change. Paul talks about how he struggled to do the things that he wanted to do, the things that he knew to do. It was only grace that could change his heart, to make him to do the things that he knew to do, that he wanted to do, and to do them with a good attitude. So he says, if I rebuild what I destroyed, then I really would be a lawbreaker. Then he says, for through the law, I died to the law so that I might live for God. I've been crucified with Christ. It's an interesting thing here. He was crucified with Christ. Through the law, I died to the law so that I might live for God. He's died to the law. He was crucified with Christ. Think about baptism. We go down in the waters. It's this symbolic picture of us, our old life being buried, being done away with, being raised up to new life. He said, I've been crucified with Christ and I no longer live, but Christ lives in me. The life I now live in the body, I live by faith in the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself up for me. I do not set aside the grace of God, for if righteousness could be gained through the law, then Christ died for nothing. The life I now live in the body, I live by faith in the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself up for me. So we're not living by the works of the law. We're living by faith. By faith in his grace. He's going to work in me to equip me and to empower me to do the things that I can't do on my own. This Feast of Tabernacles right now is just a reminder, God's glory, Christ has moved in. He's living on the inside of us. We live by faith in that. So we're going to take communion over this today. And it's just a time of thankfulness because he loved us and gave himself up for us. Thankfulness that he lives on the inside of us. He's moved in with us. We can live by faith in him. So, Father, we're just so thankful for this bread and this juice and all that it represents. We thank you that on the night Jesus was betrayed, he took the bread and said, "This is my body broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me." He told his disciples, "Take it, receive it." He makes you right with God by grace, not by your works, but by faith in him. Makes you right and holy and perfect in God's sight. You can approach him with freedom and confidence. We have this opportunity to live this new life. Christ living in us, living by faith in the Son of God. the righteous will live by faith. Father, we just thank you for this bread and ask you to bless it. In Jesus' name. If you have your bread, you can take your bread. So then after supper, Jesus took the cup. He said, "This is the cup of the new covenant in my blood, poured out for the forgiveness of sins for many." It's that forgiveness of sins brings us into the light. We can now live this new life, living by faith in him. And I believe as we walk out this new life, we can experience this covenant relationship with God. It's going to help you to know him better, to just know him and his heart, his love for you, this personal relationship with him. Father, we just thank you for this cup. We ask you to bless it in Jesus' name. If you have your juice, you can take your juice. So now it's about walking it out. Let's stay positioned in the light today. It's by faith that we get positioned in the light, living by faith in the Son of God who brings us into that light. He loved us and gave himself up for us so that we could be brought into the light. Walking out your day today, magnifying that light all throughout the day. But I hope this has been helpful for you. If you'd like to learn more about partnering with us in the Abundant Life Blueprint, you can go to the AbundantLifeTrainingCenter.com.